With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hundreds of federal immigration enforcement agents are leaving Minnesota. They're being withdrawn immediately.
Border Czar Tom Homan said cooperation from state and local officials led to the administration's decision to reduce the number of immigration enforcement officers in Minnesota. He said 700 of the roughly 3,000 federal officers will be withdrawn. The announcement came after President Trump seemed to signal a willingness to ease tensions in the Minneapolis and St. Paul area, especially since the second fatal shooting of a U.S. citizen by federal officers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When President Trump speaks of taking over and nationalizing elections, what exactly is he talking about? White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
What the president was referring to is the SAVE Act, which is a huge common sense piece of legislation that Republicans have supported, that President Trump is committed to signing into law during his term. And he spoke with the speaker directly about that yesterday, about the need to get that bill on the floor for a vote, because it provides very common sense measures for voting in our country, such as voter ID.
Which polls show enjoys strong support among Americans of all political stripes. Fulton County, Georgia has filed a motion in federal court looking to retrieve documents from the 2020 election. The FBI seized those documents last week from a warehouse near Atlanta. The Washington Post says a third of its staff across all departments, and not just the newsroom, is being laid off. Staff members in the newsroom are told they'll get emails with one of two subject lines announcing whether the person's role has or has not been eliminated. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 232 points. The Nasdaq is down 237. The S&P, 20 points in the red. This is SRN News. Legal experts analyze big jury award in New York.
A 22-year-old woman who underwent a sex change operation when she was a child has won $2 million in damages. She now regrets the surgery, and a jury agreed with her that her psychiatrist and her surgeon should not have helped her undergo the procedure. Experts say this decision could throw a chill into the entire transgender industry, which has proven very lucrative for both doctors and hospitals. Similar lawsuits are pending. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit accuses a California doctor of violating pro-life laws in Texas. The complaint has been filed under a new Texas measure allowing private citizens to sue abortion pill providers for sending the drugs into the state by mail. Maybe the first lawsuit of its kind since the statute took effect. The complaint accuses the same doctor who Louisiana officials tried to extradite last month for allegedly mailing abortion medication. Texas and Louisiana have some of the strongest pro-life laws in the country. This is SRN News. She is no quitter. A decorated U.S. Olympian will give it a go at the Winter Games despite a recent injury.
Lindsey Vonn is confident she can compete at the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Olympics despite the left knee injury she sustained in a crash 4 days ago. Vonn says she completely ruptured her ACL, has bone bruising plus meniscal damage. She's had 3 days of physical therapy and consultations with doctors. Vonn has been skiing with a brace on her knee. She says, quote, "It feels stable, it feels strong." Vonn crashed in a downhill in Crans-Montana, Switzerland on Friday and ended up in the safety nets. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Small Business Administration says green card holders will not be allowed to apply for SBA loans effective March 1st. The move is the latest by the SBA as it works to tighten loan restrictions and restructure. More details at srnnews.com.